This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
On that day, when inshallah all of us will be gathered outside the gates of Jannah, the gate of Ar-Rayyan, the special gate for those who fasted, where everyone's face will be radiant and glowing with happiness and joy. Imagine this huge, beautiful, majestic gate, unlike anything you've ever seen before. And the gates closed. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will move forward and be the first one to knock. And will ask for the gate to be opened. And the gatekeeper angel will say, "Who are you?" And he will say, "Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." And the angel will say, "I was told about you. And I was told not to open the gate for anyone before you." And as the gates of Jannah open, and you begin to see inside what was narrated in the Hadith Qudsi, what no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard, no mind has ever fathomed. Subhanallah. I want you to imagine, as you enter through the majestic gates, that you're entering into an abode of eternity. There will be an announcer who will say, "You have a promise from your Lord that you will live and you'll never die. You'll stay healthy and you'll never get sick. You'll be young and you'll never become old. You will be under constant bliss and you will never feel miserable ever again." And then you enter, and the angels come from your right and from your left and from every direction. And they'll say very gently, "Salamun alaykum bima sabartum, fa ni'ma 'uqba ad-dar." Peace be upon you for what you patiently endured in the dunya, and excellent is the final home. And our response will be, "Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah for guiding us to this. We would have never been guided if Allah did not guide us. The messengers of our Lord had certainly come with the truth." And then it will be announced to us, "This is paradise awarded to you for what you used to do." And imagine as you take those first steps into Jannah, you'll see amazing things. The floor and its soil will be made of musk and saffron. The ceiling and its roof will be the arsh, the throne of Ar-Rahman. There'll be rocks everywhere. But they aren't like the rocks of this world. They'll be made of the finest pearls and jewels and emeralds and rubies and diamonds. And then you'll look left and you'll look right and you'll see beautiful buildings everywhere. But they aren't no ordinary buildings. They aren't made of clay bricks or steel or concrete. They're made of bricks and of gold and silver. Imagine the marvel of a building ascending into the skies made of nothing but gold. And then you'll walk and see these trees, but they're not like trees you've seen before. The colors and beauty of which our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I don't have words to describe the beauty and color of the tree I saw in Jannah." And then the tree is so large and magnificent that its shade extends so far that the rider could journey under it for 100 years. And then eventually you'll come to your own palace and you will be mesmerized at its beauty and perfection. Subhan al-Khaliq, what a beautiful dwelling. Subhanallah, there's so many descriptions of Jannah. But I wanted to focus on us right now. You'll be 33 years of age. Your beauty will be comparable to the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. Your face will be so beautiful, like the beauty of a full moon on a dark night. The Prophet ﷺ told us that in paradise there's a market in which the inhabitants of paradise will go to every Friday. And there's a northern wind that will blow on their faces and scatter fragrances all over their face and their clothes. And this will add to their beauty and their attractiveness. So they'll go back home to their families and they'll have added luster to their beauty and attractiveness. Their families will say to them, "By Allah, you have increased in beauty and loveliness after leaving us." And they will say, "By Allah, you too have increased in beauty and attractiveness after we left you." The blissful experience in Jannah will increase with every moment that passes. There's so much more to say about Jannah that we can spend endless hours discussing and marveling at. But I just wanted to quickly remind you of your home, your goal, your final abode, inshallah. Take a moment to reflect. The Prophet ﷺ told us, in this world, we're just travelers. The believer knows that they're just passing through this world on their way back to their true home. This life is just a bridge, a station on our path. When you put this into perspective, this life is not even a drop from the ocean compared to the eternal life that lies in store for you and I. So where should our focus and our efforts be? Ramadan is a time where the gates of Jannah have been opened for us. Now the question is, are we going to walk through them or not? Are you ready? Bismillah.